So this is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, Philly style.
Okay.
By Henry Livingston Jr. and Roy Ziegler.
Oh, so the two of you co-wrote this.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay, let's hear it.
Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through Veterans Stadium, not a creature was stirring, not even the Philly fanatic. Nem stockings was hung by the dugout with care in hopes that St. Rizzo would soon be there.
Who is St. Rizzo?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
Frank Rizzo?
Who's that?
The greatest mayor this country has ever known.
Okay. So he was a mayor of Philadelphia?
Oh, he was beyond that. He was bursting with Philly pride, just like me. Mm.
So this takes place in Veterans Stadium. So it's the night before Christmas, all through Veterans Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on. Did you say that not a creature was stirring, not even the Philly fanatic?
Yeah, he was sound asleep.
Oh. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the second stanza. Nem eagles was nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of cheesesteaks danced in their heads. Patty LaBelle in her kerchief, and I in my Phillies cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the playing field there arose such a clatter, I sprang out from the dugout to see what was the matter.
So you're sleeping in the dugout?
Oh, no, I'm sleeping in the locker room.
Okay.
With my wife, Patty LaBelle.
You're with your wife, Patty LaBelle?
Yeah, the pride of Philly.
Okay, go on.
Do you know that song that she did that was, I think some of those little tarts redid it a couple years ago. That French song?
Oh, Lady Marmalade?
Voulez-vous que je vous
parle? Yeah, but what did you call them? The ones who did the song, the remake?
Oh, they're not what I would call Philly-style girls.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay?
Okay.
When out on the playing field there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the dugout to see what was the matter. Away from the bed I flew like a flash, tore up the stairs, and grabbed me a bat. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of hoagie buns to objects below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a gigantic sled and eight legends so dear.
So this is Santa now.
Oh, no. Are you ready?
Yeah.
With a tough old driver, so mean yet so fair, I knew in a moment St. Rizzo would be there.
Okay.
More rapid than them 76ers, those heroes, they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Schmitty, now Iverson, now Perrant and Detmer.
Hold on a second. This is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah, Philly style.
So the sleigh lands.
Oh, it hasn't landed yet.
Okay.
It's still up in the air over the stadium.
Okay, so it's flying in the air.
Yeah.
And who's driving it? The mayor? The former?
St. Rizzo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now he's calling to who?
He's calling to those heroes that are helping him pull the sleigh. Schmitty.
Okay, Mike Schmidt.
Iverson.
Which is Allen Iverson of the 76ers.
Perrant.
Uh-huh.
You know who he is, don't you?
Not really.
Oh, my God. He was the goalie for the Flyers.
Okay.
Back in the 70s, Bernie Perrant.
Okay. And
oh, yeah. And Detmer.
And who's that?
Oh, he's... you got to be kidding me. From the Nem Eagles.
Oh, who's that? Troy Detmer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, go on with your...
Oh, can I keep going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Now Schmitty, now Iverson, now Perrant and Detmer, on Hall, on Oates, on Hooters and Rundgren, to the heart of South Street, to Jim Stakes, you all. Now dash away, like Steve Carlton's fastball.
Oh, this is just insane, this thing. Is this a family tradition, this thing you're reading?
Oh, well, it always changes because there's always new famous people in Philly. You know,
so
every year there's a superstar, you know, not like New York or New Jersey.
Yeah, we're just dying for superstars. So you said on Hall and
Oates? On Hall, on Oates.
Okay, so Hall and Oates are helping pull this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said the Hooters?
On Hooters. And Rundgren.
So Todd Rundgren.
Oh, yeah.
So let
although
me just...
he, you know, he's borderline because, you know, he went to Upper Darby High. But he kind of blew us off, you know?
Yeah, he did a studio outside of Philly
yeah,
the first chance he got.
Yeah, he goes up there to New York State, which I don't understand at
first,
all. I mean,
the first chance he got, he escaped from Philadelphia.
Oh, well, that's his problem, you know?
Yeah.
What's he doing now?
Yeah, I think Philly was his problem. And
I'm thinking of changing that line to on Hall, on Oates, on Hooters, on Pendergrass.
So Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
So these are the people pulling the sleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now that I have the visual, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, here's the next stanza. Like the basketballs Dr. J would let fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So down to South Street, them legends they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Rizzo, too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the street, the sound of my heroes landing on their feet, see they're landing now. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney at Jim Stakes, St. Rizzo came with a bound.
So now the former mayor of Philadelphia is going down the chimney of this hoagie shop.
Yeah, I hope there's not a grease fire, you know. He'd get his butt burn off, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that...
I'm sorry, okay.
That's
okay.
All right, that's all right.
He was dressed all in silver and green from his head to his cleats, and he demanded Jim make him a cheesesteak to eat. A bundle of footballs and hockey sticks he'd flung on his back, and he looked like a cop at the Spectrum beating a crowd back.
Hold on. He looked like a cop at the Spectrum what?
Beating the crowd back. You know how... You know, I used to go, I don't go so much no more, but I used to go to them concerts down to Spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, down way down there, South Coast.
Oh, okay, it's basically because the Philly fans are like animals.
Oh, no, we're not like animals. We're like, you know, we get caught up in everything, sports. We get caught up in the music. Oh, man, I saw Rush, I think it was on the Hemispheres tour down there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I went so far off. It was great.
So
and then I remember one time I saw a Queen on a Hot Space tour.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I was going so far off. They had to throw me out of the building. I didn't hold no grudges, though, you know?
Okay, well, that's kind of you.
Oh, yeah, you can't, you know, because you get caught up in the spirit of all of the stuff. And, you know, you're in Philly, and you know you're in the best place in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we pick up on this? So now Frank Rizzo, the former mayor of Philadelphia.
Yeah. And he's still my mayor. I don't even know who's the mayor now. Hey, you know, I saw that picture of me up on your website.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty good picture of me. I don't know how you got that. I asked Rhoda if she might have sent that picture in.
Mm-hmm.
But she said no. But I think it is. I think it's something she was doing behind my back.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay?
Well, yeah. So now the mayor is in, St. Rizzo is in Jim Stakes.
Yeah, he just went down that chimney.
Yeah. Okay, so now he's... Why is Santa wearing... You didn't say red, though.
No, he's
green.
Wearing silver and green. That's them Eagles colors. We're going all the way to the Super Bowl.
Oh, so he wears different colors, this Santa.
Oh, yeah. See, if Christmas was in summer...
Mm-hmm.
He'd be wearing red and white because that's them Phillies colors.
The Phillies, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it was in, like, March or February, he'd be wearing the Flyers colors, orange and black.
Yeah, well, why don't we pick this up then? Okay,
okay,
so now he's...
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
His cheeks, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like Phillies helmets. His nose like a can of Frank's cherry. His filthy mouth was...
His what? Like
hello?
What?
It's... Frank's soda.
Oh, Frank's cherry soda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, say that line again. I'm sorry.
Which one? About his cheeks being like Philly helmets?
Why don't you start the stanza over? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like Philly's helmets. His nose like a can of Frank's cherry. His filthy little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And his three chins were as white as the snow.
His filthy little mouth?
Oh, you know. Down at City Hall, you know. Rizzo was known to tell a joke or 300 that were kind of, you know, off color.
Yeah.
The end of a cigar he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a fat round belly that shook when he laughed like tasty cakes filled with jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right tough old guy. I laughed at him until he said I was going to die. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon made me know that I had plenty to dread.
Why did he say you were going to die?
Oh, because I was making fun of him. I thought he was so funny looking, you know, because he's coming down the chimney there.
Yeah.
And I started to laugh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got mad at me.
Okay, so basically in this glorious Christmas ode,
yeah,
that you've helped write, you have been threatened.
Oh, well,
death.
Even in the spirit of Christmas, I gotta respect him, you know, because he's the greatest Philadelphian that ever lived. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled on them stockings and called me a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, accepting my bribe, up the chimney he rose.
Accepting my bribe?
Yeah, see, I had to give him money or else he was going to call them cops on me, and they was going to break my kneecaps.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, this is life in Philly.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, here's the final stanza, okay? He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave a thump, and away they flew in the direction of Manayunk. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove them without mercy, "Happy Christmas to all, and let's skip New Jersey."
Oh, that's charming. That's charming. So Santa Claus is skipping New Jersey.
Oh, he don't want to deal with you guys. You guys are an embarrassment.
You know,
in terms of Santa's, you know, his list of places he don't want to go.
Uh-huh.
Here's the list from the top of the places he don't want to go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Afghanistan.
Okay.
Iraq.
So that's the order.
Yeah.
You guys
is first over Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, we's guys is first.
Yeah.